This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A 30-year agreement between the City of Chicago and Commonwealth Edison to provide electricity to city residents expires at the end of the year. The mayor and city council will decide whether to renew that agreement at a time when ComEd is wrapped up in an ongoing federal corruption probe. But a growing number of activists and aldermen wants to take ComEd out of the picture and have Chicago run its own electric utility. WBEZ's Becky Vivi explains what that means and what it would take.
It's a cold Sunday afternoon, and about 20 people are gathering in an upstairs office overlooking Milwaukee Avenue. Ben Richardson is explaining how it would work if the city provided electricity to residents instead of ComEd.
That utility buys out ComEd's assets and takes over billing people and handling all of the maintenance of the infrastructure. Whatever profits that would be created in that process are invested back in the community instead of to shareholders.
ComEd, if you don't know, is a private company that delivers electricity to homes and businesses. Richardson is part of the Democratize ComEd campaign, which wants the city of Chicago to buy all of ComEd's equipment, make their employees city workers, and essentially turn their operation into a public agency. The activists say the public should have control over what electricity costs, what kind of energy is used, and where the revenue goes. It's an idea that popped up before any news broke about the federal investigation into whether ComEd hired politically connected workers and contractors to curry favor with state officials.
The fact that someone is like taking out a payday loan to pay their electricity, and that money is going either to a shareholder's pocket or to like lobby or pay off a politician. And I think we deserve better for the people of Chicago, and that's a big like motivator for me.
But having the government take over a private company sounds a little like a headline out of Cuba. Could Chicago even do that?
There are about 2,000 public power utilities in the United States, like Los Angeles, Seattle, San Antonio.
Ursula Shriver is with the American Public Power Association. She says a lot of places right in Illinois run their own public utilities, including Naperville, Springfield, and Winnetka. Still, switching from a private company to a public system can take years.
It's not an easy process, and I'm confident that ComEd would not just agree to sell the system without some sort of negotiations and expecting a decent amount of payoff.
The biggest piece of feedback that we get is, how the heck would you pay for it?
Socialist Alderman Daniel LaSpada supports this idea and pushed the city to study what it would take to convert ComEd's operations into a public utility.
I think we owe it to the people of Chicago to bear this study out and fully consider all of our options.
ComEd says the cost would be north of $10 billion, and that's their conservative estimate. It's a big enough number to scare off most aldermen and Mayor Lori Lightfoot. The mayor declined our request for an interview. In a statement, she cited the ongoing study and says she wants to, quote, meet our sustainable energy goals while securing the best possible deal for taxpayers. City officials have also said they don't want to sign another 30-year franchise deal with ComEd. And back in December, Lightfoot told WLS Radio she does intend to hold ComEd's feet to the fire in light of the corruption probe.
I think that there's a lot of questions that ComEd is going to have to answer before we're going to get comfortable in renewing a franchise. The more that gets dribbled out through media accounts, my concern is rising.
The mayor and Chicago aldermen would be wise to take the activists' idea seriously, says John Farrell with the Energy Democracy Initiative.
This is one of the few leverage points you have at a city level to talk about energy policy issues, and so let's use that.
Farrell pushed to form a municipal electric utility in Minneapolis, and while it ultimately didn't happen, the city did negotiate a better, shorter franchise agreement with its private energy company.
If I can give any advice to folks in Chicago, don't give up your leverage. Don't sign it away for a long period of time, no matter what kind of deal the utility is willing to offer you.
After all, he says, the best accountability tool the city has is the fact that any deal will expire again. Becky Vivi, WBEZ News.